Say you're a 42-year-old looking for insurance in Missouri. You might go online and find a Silver Level plan for about $250. If this is you, consider yourself lucky. You live in one of the cheaper parts of the state for insurance. Another 42-year-old in another part of the state would pay around $375 for the same policy. That's a difference of about 50%. Lannis Hicks is a professor of health economics at the University of Missouri. She explains that these regional cost differences aren't new, but the new health exchanges let observers see how insurers charge customers.
The transparency is more clear at this point. So it begins to allow us to say, wait a minute, why is this happening? What's going on?
Data from the Federal Health Exchange shows that Missouri is tied with Florida for having the fifth biggest variations in insurance costs, depending on geography. Missouri costs can vary by as much as 52%. Kansas is in better shape, with insurance rates varying up to 22%. That's about the national average. Dr. Bob St. Peter is president and CEO of the Kansas Health Institute. He explains that under the new federal health laws, insurers can only set prices for an individual's insurance based on three things: age, smoking, no surprise there, but also where you live.
They are able to adjust the cost of insurance based on historical spending in the community.
St. Peter says that when insurers set rates for individuals and families, they look closely at the kinds of treatments that local doctors and hospitals typically perform and how much they charge.
When you look at the spending in healthcare in different regions of the state, there's just a difference, and those variations are sometimes quite substantial.
According to the Kansas Health Institute, health costs in Kansas generally run highest around Kansas City and lowest in the southern part of the state, and these costs typically translate to the state's highest and lowest insurance rates. But MU's Professor Hicks says that sometimes insurance rates run higher in rural areas.
Health services aren't easily available. Individuals tend to wait until they're sicker to go, and therefore that it ends up costing more than if they had done the preventive or been able to intercede at an earlier stage.
Hicks says that Missouri's southeastern boot heel has some of the state's higher insurance rates. Competition among insurers can also play a big part in rates. Georgia has just one insurer on its health exchange, and that state has the highest variation in insurance rates in the country. The same policy can cost over twice as much depending on where you live in Georgia. While the Affordable Care Act didn't create insurance rate variations, the subsidies that many will receive as part of the act are shaped by these variations. Dr. St. Peter explains that for each region, subsidies are based on the price of the second lowest cost silver plan. It's mid-level insurance coverage.
If the premiums for that benchmark silver plan varies from county to county or region to region, then the amount of the subsidy available will vary as well.
For example, if you live in an area with higher insurance rates, you may qualify for a higher subsidy than someone who lives in another part of the state. But as Professor Hicks explains, the higher subsidy may not balance things out for lower-income families.
Even with the subsidies, it still is going to end up costing them more out of pocket.
A few states have worked to tackle the rate variations. New Hampshire and Delaware, for example, have equal costs for the same insurance throughout the state. But Missouri and Kansas still have a long way to go.
One of the biggest, most perplexing challenges for understanding how to control healthcare costs is how to reduce that unexplained variation in spending on healthcare without getting to what people fear in terms of cookie-cutter medicine.
Dr. Bob St. Peter says he's hopeful that the coordinated care plans encouraged by the Affordable Care Act could drive down regional health care costs, which could then lead to lower regional insurance rates. Alex Smith, KCUR News.